opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sister's got that blank stare of a deer in the headlight look.
That's not what that looks like.
What the heck is wrong with you?
We know the answer to that question.
Well, we're not going to talk about that unless we get into family secrets that are dark and deep.
We all know something about the other one.
Yeah, we've got plenty on you.
That works both ways.
Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again every Sunday, 10 to noon. And today is February 17th, and I just wanted to let everybody know that Snowmageddon has taken its toll. It's a good thing we didn't get a couple feet because we'd probably be in the dark ages still.
People would be going nutting up out there more than what they already are. I'm just saying, you know?
Since when does 8 inches of snow cripple the North State?
Well, when it breaks 18 power poles to start with.
I suppose.
When you got people think that nothing like that would ever happen, so they just don't take care of stuff. Why be
prepared for anything?
That's
my motto. Let's just kick back and hope it all works.
In my years here in the North State, I have seen storms way worse and longer than this. With nowhere near the consequences.
Well, it's just that heavy wet snow. I mean, it happened about 10 years ago. Same thing. I mean, when we were in the other house, it snowed just exactly like this. And we went out on the deck there, and you could hear the trees breaking all around you.
Yeah.
Well, when that happens and they start breaking, and it starts breaking off.
Yep.
Power lines, poles, everything else. It's amazing how much damage you can do. And when you got trees that, are not set up for cold and snow, like these live oaks, they just collect all the wet snow and they just start getting so heavy that they break.
Well, there's a difference between dry snow and wet snow. And this was a very wet snow.
Absolutely.
So the moisture content makes a big difference to the weight of those trees.
Well, you got that heavy first layer, and it kind of started to melt and really liquefy and get slushy, and then it froze and snowed again on top of it, too.
There's going to be trees cutting. There's going to be a lot of chainsaws running for quite a while. I got a bunch of them down out there in the horse pasture I got to deal with. I didn't get hit hard at the house at all. Everything's fine there. We had power for a few days because of the solar. And, we were warm and snug and, we had plenty of stuff to eat and flashlights and lights and everything. But, we ran out of shower about 2 days ago. So, if it starts to get a little stanky in here, then, what the problem is.
It was horrible at my house. I had to wait almost 45 minutes for the power to come back on for my coffee. I mean, not sure we were going to make it.
I know. I started. Yeah, I was like, why?
I just broke out the coffee filters in the kettle and heated the water and then did a nice drip coffee.
Can we chew on the beans? Will that work?
I went out there to my camp and supply and got my coffee pot. I got a stainless steel coffee pot. I was like, bring it in, and Ethan's like, ooh, what is that?
Fire.
Hey, but I have to tell you,
We could plug in the Keurig into the generator and it would be okay too.
Hey, but those little pod things were great for drip one cup.
One cup.
You just you just open it up, dump it in the filter. Hey, pour the hot water over. You got a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I was actually on my way to the garage to grab the little camp stove when the lights came on. And I was like, oh. Never mind.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I've been saying that be prepared for how long? Oh, I don't know, storms, floods, fires, wet snow, a financial meltdown.
Whatever it may be.
You might want to just have a spare flashlight, with you and maybe a radio that works off of something besides electricity and have a little food storage and, all that survival and preparedness stuff is exactly that because, being prepared is not such a bad idea.
No. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I just kept my car full of gas, and if I had to, I'd just go plug everything in my car, start my car, run it a few minutes, get nice and toasty, and go on.
Yeah.
We've actually still got the old oil lamps, with like the glass.
That's what we have, too.
It's kind of fun watching the two little kids like, what wizardry is this? Fire in a bottle?
It's like Ethan and the coffee, It's like, wow, this coffee tastes different. Yeah, it's like, because it's like real? This was when we used to eat the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you used to put the eggshells in the top?
Yeah, I mean, hobo coffee with no filter.
Yeah,
the power crystals. Yeah. I've actually made coffee in an old sock before.
Oh,
I've heard that
they do that in prison.
It's a little desperate, but when you need that caffeine, man, you gotta have your caffeine.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you get the water from.
I don't want to know.
The water was clean. It was from a creek.
Icky. Oh, not that terrible creek water.
Creek water stuff.
Oh, no.
Creek water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be polluted.
Contaminated.
I just want to tell Nick and Jimmy, great job, you guys, fighting the new world odor. I didn't get to listen to the whole program. I was trying to because where I was at, there was no power, and I was trying to set the show up for us, and going through stuff, and it was like I had to go through my hotspot on my phone to get to the internet, and, we only got the power turned at the office yesterday, and the internet's still off there, so I'm going through my phone, so I went down there, so I wouldn't have to sit in the dark at my house trying to see the keys on the laptop. But, I want to let you guys know you did a great job. And from what I heard, and, I hope to see you back here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They always do a good job.
Yeah. So with that said, I have no idea what we're going to talk about today.
Well, before we get started, I do have a couple of announcements.
Okay.
I wanted to let people know, they do that veterans program on Valentine's Day at Parsons School.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it got rescheduled. Imagine that, because of the weather. And so now it's going to be March 7th, and that's a Thursday at Parsons School. So you can still catch that program if you about.
I think everything got postponed.
Yeah.
Not everything, but most everything.
School
yeah.
got postponed. Work
well, that
got
doesn't
postponed.
Take much for that. And then I guess we have a grand reopening of the Reading Navy Recruiting Station on Churn Creek, 2650 Churn Creek Road here in Reading.
Join the Navy.
It's on February 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. is the ribbon cutting.
Not going to do that.
They won't take you anywhere. Yeah, you're too old.
I'm so happy about that.
you're way too old for the Navy.
I'll be a swatty. No, I could never really do the seasick thing,
Really?
Yeah.
No, he used to get sick on rides at the carnival.
I get sick looking at carnival rides.
Got it.
Yeah. Didn't want to have to ride with your brother.
Two times on the tilt-a-whirl, and I look like a rain bird sprinkler.
Wow. Got it.
Push him to the back of the line,
Now that you have that visual in mind, let's talk about something else. There's always too much to talk about. I mean, it's a target-rich environment, just like always. But this week's news, I think the big one, Andy McCabe spilled his guts. That was part of the deal. What else happened? We had...
we do have a caller on the line.
Oh.
We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, I want to thank Mark for, he used to have the breakout class, Survival and Second Amendment, and he kept pounding in to be prepared, have a bug out bag and all this. Well, when our power went out, luckily we only had 14 hours, but I had a little wood stove in our rec room. I had lots of wood, and we had kerosene lamps, and we have lots of batteries and flashlights and radio with batteries, and we were in good shape. I fired up the wood stove, and in about 3 hours, it was 80 degrees in our rec room, and we just camped out there nice and warm. And anyway, I want to thank Mark. He used to beat into our head. You got to be prepared, you know, and you need to have all this stuff ready to go just in case. And we were ready to go. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Hey, you're welcome, Dick. Hey,
I want to say, is the party at the Red Barn?
we were in good shape. Except I got a lot of broken trees in my front yard, and in the backyard too, like everybody. There's a tremendous amount of broken trees in the Shasta County, and so they're probably gonna take your stuff to this recycling place. There's gotta be probably a big line there waiting with all the trucks and trailers trying to get disposed of all this debris.
Yep. Either grind it up with the wood chipper and put it in the compost pile. I guess I don't know.
Nothing hit your house or barn.
No, my house and nothing.
Good.
No, you know, a couple of years ago, there was two big oak trees on the other side of my, on the South Bonneville side of my fence. It belonged to the city, and twice great big limbs fell off into South Bonneville, and I had limbs hanging over my garage and a huge one hanging over my house. And I called the city. I said, "What happens if your trees fall on my house? Are you liable?" I said, "No, that's an act of God, and we're not responsible." I said, "Well, I want them trees out of there. I hated to take them out. They're huge, big trees, but my house was in jeopardy with those limbs hanging over my garage and my house."
Yep.
They find, and one of the base of one of them I took out was 61 inches. That's 5 foot 1 inch. That's how big that oak tree was.
Wow.
A lot of firewood.
And I hated to see it go, but my house was in jeopardy.
Hey, I know what you're saying, Dick. I mean, years ago when I was cutting all the trees out around my house, you know, and one of my neighbors was like, "Why are you cutting all those beautiful trees? You should be out there hugging them." And I was like, yeah, okay. And when the fire hits your house, let me know how it works out for you, you know, or whether it falls on your house because of the wind, whatever. I mean, you've got to have a defensible space out there. And, you know, all of these survival and preparedness techniques are not that hard to implement. And, you know, they're out there. People just, you know, ignore them until they get to the moment when they really need this stuff. And then it's a big problem. And then, you know, they're wondering why they're huddled down at the shelter begging for food at the armory or the nearest school gym.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to happen,
you know,
to
twice
me.
One of those big limbs fell into South Bonneville off the oak tree. There was no storm or anything. It was just all of a sudden I woke up at 4 in the morning. I heard equipment running. I went out and looked over my fence, and they got chippers running out there.
Yep.
And they're cutting it up, and it had fallen into South Bonneville. And one of the logs I measured of that limb was 18 inch diameter had fallen. And if they had fallen on the other side, it would crash into my garage, or one of the trees was hanging way over my bedroom. And so I said, I hate to get rid of the trees, but they had to go.
Well, hey, that's the smart thing to do, Dick. You got to look. You got to look into the future a little bit when you're, getting your area for defense, and that's one of them: trees, debris, you know, that kind of stuff, as well as all the other stuff that goes with it. It's like having a generator was probably a big deal for a lot of people this last weekend.
Yeah, I had a little generator. I kept my freezer in the barn going, and
well, you know, our next door neighbor didn't have that, and she lost all of her food. And she had a ton in her freezer, and she's going to put a claim in with PG&E, and I want to know how that works out.
Yeah, right. No, they claim that the snowstorm is an act of God, you know, and nobody would pay responsibility for snowstorms.
Well, you know, and PG&E just is going to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, everybody's suing PG&E. On TV, you see one lawyer after the other. They're chomping on a bit trying to get these class action suits. If they win a class action suit, each one in the lawsuit probably gets $100,000, and the lawyer gets $12-15 million.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Anyway,
isn't it?
Mark, I just want to call you and thank you, Mark, for the class you used to put on. I think you made everybody aware that you got to be prepared for everything.
Absolutely, Dick. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. We appreciate it.
Well, and you know, the thing is, he's absolutely right about this, and I think this could be a preliminary, but you never know. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if we have a financial meltdown, you know, you want to have some food stored. What if the power goes out? There's all these contingencies, and you don't want to become a victim of your own mentality of not preparing.
Well, you never know what it's going to be. It could be anything
at
any time.
You know, like, why would you not have extra flashlights? Why would you not have extra food? Is it not a personal responsibility to be accountable and take care of yourself? You know, the cops aren't going to be out there. The firemen are not going to be out there. The PG&E guys aren't going to be out there because they're not even out there yet.
Now you got to go. The PG&E's working hard. I've seen them. They just haven't made it to my street. Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm throwing some fun at them. But the real deal is that you're in charge of your own, your own stuff. You know, your children, you yourself. You know, you've got to be accountable for that. And why not put a little effort into being prepared in case of an event? You know, and again, I don't care whether it's fire, flood. Financial Armageddon, take your pick, but to not be a little bit prepared for about every contingency. Now, this gal next door, you know, she just lost a ton of food. Now, right now, is that kind of a big hit to take? I mean, is food getting expensive out there, or is it just me?
Oh, it's getting expensive.
Yeah.
So every time you go shopping, it's a little bit more. And
it's
a little bit more.
It can't be the fact that they're cranking out money in Washington, D.C. You know, that's my biggest problem with Trump right now. He's spending more money than Obama, you know, and that's a big problem for me because now we're borrowing the money and they're printing it out of thin air. And, you know, we'll just keep this this printing press cranked up. And I don't know. And I mean, he might be an expert at bankruptcy. And I think that. But think about that for a second. If our dollar goes to crap, what are you going to do?
We do have a caller on the line, but I think we need to go to a break first and then hold the line, Billy Bob, and we'll get to you on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. 5 featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 AM and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
AC/DC there, Livewire. You know, every time I hear that song, it reminds me. One time, my cousin was going to change the outlet wire to the dryer. And so he goes,
got an idea where this is going.
And instead of disconnecting the old one and putting the new one on, he plugs the new one in first. And
then gonna connect.
Before, and then what happens is I'm looking over there, and all of a sudden you're seeing these lightning sparks in the closet there, the wash closet. And it just so happens that AC/DC Livewire is playing on the radio. It was complete. It was so classic. It was just unbelievable. I just sent you a clip. Go ahead and play that clip for us, Ashley, and we'll go from there.
Well, do we want to get to our caller or play the clip?
Play the clip. It's real short.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
San Francisco. Who's our caller?
We have got Billy Bob on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I want to comment on this power outage. I was 5.5 days without power.
Yeah.
And I mean miserable. I mean, I was freezing to death. And kept calling PG&E, oh, yeah. But I don't know. Like you say, it never hurts to be prepared, but you go without power and you don't have a secondary source of heat, you're in trouble.
That's
so,
exactly
anyway.
That's where I was going, Billy. I appreciate that, because here's what you do, and what you want to do is you don't want to be dependent on anyone's source, especially electricity. You know, natural gas to your stove in a tank,
yeah.
A propane out there doesn't stop. You can, even if you can't light it with the clicker on the stove, all you got to do is get out a match. Your heat source, you should have multiple heat sources, you know, whether it's a fire.
Right.
Yeah, because
well, I had my propane stovetop, and I put a piece of cast iron off my old wood stove, and I put it over the burner, And that's about the only reason I'm still alive.
Well,
so
you
got to
be careful with that too, because it's just like opening your stove. If you're not careful, you'll asphyxiate, you know what I'm saying?
I understand all that. I was getting a little woozy. but I was warm.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That's a no-no. But I would definitely think about in the future putting some other source of heat. You know, even if you've got a generator and an electrical heater, you're better off. You stoke up on some gas.
Right. I understand. But anyway, I survived.
Hey,
so,
you made
we're
it.
We're glad you did.
All right.
Okay. Great show.
All right,
thanks
for calling in. Bob. We appreciate it.
You could just go with the new millennial internet sensation challenge, you know, sucking on a tailpipe to protest climate change.
Well,
just
I'll
take
tell
care
you
of
what,
it.
Let us know how that works.
I'm hoping more of them go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a water heater that plugs in, you can plug into your shower. That's one of the another way to go. There's a bunch of the different things you can do, and I just highly recommend that you diversify so that you can cook, that you can keep warm, you have plenty of food, plenty of water, that type of stuff.
Yeah, your best bet is a fireplace of some kind, of a wood stove, or, you know, even if you got a 50-gallon drum with a chimney, it's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all places can do that. Like my house, you can't put that in my house. But I do have the propane, and I want to let people know, you can get the electric igniter things that are battery-operated on those,
right.
So you don't have to worry about using a match, because my propane heater, there's no way that you could do that,
right.
But it has a battery igniter.
There you go.
Yeah, so that does make a difference.
Just be thinking about it, because, you know, it's like the new house that we just put in. It's completely electricity. I mean, there's nothing in there that's not electric. Work by, you know, electricity goes out, you're dead in the water.
Yeah.
Everything's bad. But, you know, we had set up a, you know, the barn, like Dick was saying, to if we have to go to the barn, we got a warm place. It's got a refrigerator over there with food stocked, mm-hmm. and the whole nine. So it's something to think about as things go on, and you know, you never know. I mean, this summer, I mean, there was no things like fires and smoke and stuff like that caused a problem, was there?
Right.
No, we're not looking at potential mudslides or flooding or anything else like that either.
You know.
Oh, heck, you didn't see that? Did you see all that flooding that was going on? Yeah, down south.
Excessive money printing.
Yeah.
I mean, believe
there's more than one kind of flood.
One kind of emergency, you know. So you want to be prepared for all of that, because even if you've only got, you know, 3 days or more. You know, you at least have that. I mean, at the minimum, you know, and I think doing a lot more than that is you know, more
and you can conserve a lot more than what you think. With, I mean, like with us in Cottonwood, I still don't have electricity. We don't run the generator all the time.
Yeah.
We only run it a few hours in the morning at night, and it keeps the meat and everything still frozen in the freezers and everything. Okay. Who knows how long we're going to be without?
I'll tell you what. You know, I hadn't had my generator out for about 10 years. It's been sitting out there, a nice little Honda generator, the old school stuff. And it took me a little while to get it, you know, had to put a plug in it and a couple things, but I'll tell you what, that thing cranked right up as soon as you turned the switch on. And, man, like I say, 10 years later, changed the oil, put a plug in it, boom, right off the bat, up and running. And, you know, that's a big deal when you've got a freezer full of meat that's going to go bad.
Yeah.
So with that.
I guess we got to go to a break, and then we will get to our caller, and we'll see you on the other side. This is Casey.
And remember, with stuff going bad, the ice chest floated with snow doesn't do too bad.
Yeah,
either.
I was going to say, you know, people were packing their freezers and refrigerators and Cottonwood with snow and save their food. So there you go. Another thought. And we'll see you on the other side.
All I need is coffee. Just coffee. And
just give me
I'll
the
survive
coffee.
Anything with coffee.
No place to hang out.
Can't get food for them kids. Good God, we gonna rock. Patrick Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Talking all things survival and prep right now because of the recent Snowmageddon storm.
6 inches of death.
6 inches of toxic death.
We hit more like 12.
Oh boy. Yeah. I don't know what to say about the toxic death thing, but I think just having a source of heat and some food
can be very important.
Very important.
We came by Lake Redding Park and Caldwell Park today on the way down to the radio station, and there's still trees down there.
There's trees down everywhere. I read, they got a good app if you want to see in your area. It's a PG&E outage map.
Mm-hmm. And, it works well.
Yeah, it's at m.pge.com, and it's a outage map of the, you can do all of California for PG&E, and it view report or outages, and you can go on there and you can isolate and, you know, zone in on where you're living at, and you can, you know, hit the portion of the map that is in your area, and it will give you start time, estimated restoration, customers affected, and so forth. And But, you know.
You can't hold them true to that.
I think our first estimation of restoration time was 8 p.m. on Friday. We are now to 8 p.m. on Monday.
Well, in my area right now, they don't even give an estimated. Time to get it restored.
Am I incorrect in thinking that PG&E is not currently working full-time around the clock right now either?
I don't know.
No, they're working full-time.
Are they?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Because I had heard a lot of stories about them turning crews loose at 5 o'clock to head back to the barn.
No. They may be turning people loose, but they are out and about. Mm. Yes, so, I've had people personally being turned on at 10 p.m. at night.
Mm.
Good.
For the first couple of nights, because of the dangers in the road and the live wires in the road and all of that, REU decided it was too dangerous for the linemen to be out there after dark. So no longer the case because they're getting a handle on things, but mm-hmm. for the first couple of nights after Snowmageddon.
If you see a downed power line, the best thing to do is avoid it. I know that's tricky, but if you see it, stay away from it. And if you're in your car and one falls on you, don't jump out of your car and put one foot on the ground while you got one foot in the car.
Don't touch anything.
If you have to get out of there, then jump out of the car so that you're not touching the car and the ground at the same time. Jump out of the car so both feet are away. You get away from the car because I actually used to work in electricity down there in the city of San Mateo. Putting up street lights, and I seen where one guy left his shoe print in the those vans that you get out, the step fronts like the school buses where mm-hmm. you open the door. Well, he didn't know it, but a line fell on the top of the truck from the city, and when he stepped out, he lived. But he looked like that kid in Jurassic Park when he touched the lines.
Wow.
It left a shoe print in the where he stepped off.
It's a little warm.
Had to go to the hospital.
You don't
want to
leave the circuit open. You want to make sure
you've got
it broken somehow.
Well, that's it. You don't want to have a connected circuit is what you don't want. Anyway, just a little tip there.
This whole time I thought you just ran up and sucked on the end of the down power line to protest global warming.
Well, yeah, that would be like worse than the toxic snow thing.
Oh, darn.
Just in case you were wondering. Yeah. I mean, again, if you see down power lines, avoid them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we've got
see down a lot of things, avoid it.
You
don't know.
Well, we've got a big, huge limb hanging on a power line right over the center of our road to our house. I had to go out there with the tractor and push the limbs so I could drive around the limb hanging off the power lines that it's still hanging there, I'm assuming. And there is a down power line there right there in the little trailer court that I think everybody's avoiding. I don't know if that line was hot, but I didn't go check it. I thought about going and getting my own meter and trying to see if it was hot, but then, cooler heads prevailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
What you could do is you get yourself a little baggie and fill it up with some salt or some powdered sugar or something, throw it out there by the line, and within 20 minutes, one of our local residents will go out there to investigate and let you know if that line is live or not.
Yep. And if he sparks, it's live. It's sparky
it's
out in the yard.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a hard one not to mess with on the homeless camps or something. leave a trail like Hansel and Gretel. I'm a homeless camp of Cheerios.
What happened to you? I was following this trail of meth bags and hit a live wire.
I think that was all said in jest.
Yes, it was.
So we recommend that you stay away from.
Power lines, meth, and homeless camps. Yeah. We recommend you stay away from all three.
All the above.
I would just say people need to be careful with the downed trees, period, because you got to really scope it out. You never know how it's sitting there when you start chainsawing. And some people don't analyze things. And, you can create a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Some people just shouldn't run a chainsaw at all.
I know. They don't realize that you know, maybe 20 feet away that's going to kick up and do something else.
Yeah,
know?
I'll go out there in my Daisy Duke shorts and start cutting the tree down.
Not pointing any fingers, just saying be careful out there.
So you were that guy in the van across the street.
Looked like Randy.
I thought that was Scooby-Doo.
Looked like, what's his name, Randy, I can't remember his last name, from Christmas Vacation, where he's out there with the toxic waste and he's pouring it into the sewer pipe with his shorts on and boots.
His cowboy boots and his cut-off jeans.
And his Elmer Fudd hat.
Oh, man.
All right. Speaking of Elmer Fudd.
And speaking of people, we do have another caller on the line.
Do.
We've got John on the line. Good
John's
morning, John.
Line. Good morning.
John?
Hello.
You're on the air, John.
Yeah. Why isn't the city prepared for something like this? In 1977, New York was hit with 20 inches of snow. My dad walked to work in the snow. And buses were running. Why doesn't the city of Reading prepare for something like this?
Well, I mean, I think
they don't have any chains for the buses. They have no chains for the fire trucks. It doesn't make sense.
I agree with you, yeah. but all we can do is, besides put pressure on them, is to make sure that we are prepared as individuals to meet this. And, you know, it's like back in the old school days, people were a lot more prepared for life, period, with this kind of stuff. It's like I was telling my grandson, I said, yeah, we used to walk to school in the snow about a mile to the bus stop, and it was uphill both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He kind of looked at me real funny. He wasn't...
To me, it makes no sense. They should be prepared at all times for anything.
Well, that's like, John, I was talking to a buddy up in Seattle, and they got hit with a bunch of snow, and it's been near disaster up there because their brilliant mayor decided they didn't need snow equipment and sold all the snow plows and city snow equipment.
Because it will never happen. Don't you know?
Yeah.
That's what the science... Yeah.
And, one of the things that I've always kind of looked at and thought at is that before this, if you drove around town, you could clearly see where there was limbs and trees in a lot of places that were already hung up in power lines that I remember in years past would have been trimmed and dealt with before it became a situation like it is.
Yeah.
So why is the preventative maintenance not occurring?
They don't want to spend the money.
Is there a cutback in services? Is there a cutback in equipment? I mean, I think it's a pretty reasonable question. Is not only why were they not prepared for this, but why was there not prevention done to avoid all this? We seem to have, we're developing a habit and a pattern of ill-preparedness leading to disaster.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Let's send money for a bullet train to Sacramento.
To get hit there by a major earthquake, you know?
Oh, man.
What are we going to do now? What are we going to do? Well.
Yeah, people, I've been banging this drum for about 8 years here, survival and preparedness. And, at first people thought I was kind of nutty, It's like, oh, just survival and preparedness. What are you waiting for? You've been watching too much Ghostbusters. But the real deal is that it is up to us to be prepared in the event of something like this. And this was a minor event. This wasn't even a major event.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to your question, I think a lot of it is money. Money comes into play with why they don't do it. And at the same time, they cut back on the amount of work that they do on the lines and stuff, the trees or whatever. They don't cut them down and harvest them like they used to. They do the quickest way they can.
Well,
they just top it. And topping a tree doesn't do it any good as far as it will grow out more.
Yeah, well, you just pruned it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's
there is
pollarding.
Yeah.
But that comes from a life of experience of growing up around here and knowing what you're talking about from observation and experiencing it.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Yeah. Oh, they couldn't.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling in. Well, they couldn't have promised and overbloated their pensions to the point where there's no money to pay for any of these programs, could they? It couldn't be that we're going to go through pension crisis ungetting, or I guess we call it retirement ungetting.
Aren't they already doing that?
That's kind of coming too. And if the stock market even starts to tank at all, besides printing the money, and sooner or later that's going to tank entirely, then it gets worse. So, this is, we don't want to be the doom and gloom report, but at the same time, it's a recipe for disaster not to prepare for stuff. I mean, that's the real deal.
And when's the last time there was a disaster like that here, as far as snow? 50 years ago?
No, it was only about 10 or something like that. I mean, last time I remember
they got that much snow?
Oh, it was at least that much. In fact, I think the break...
I remember there was, like, what was it, in 02, 03, there's a couple feet of snow here.
Well, there was, we got the same wet snow. In fact, if you walked, I still can see the limbs from the last snowstorm broken off in trees all over the place.
So it had to have been over, like, 14 years
ago.
It
might have been that. I'm not sure the exact time, but it was exactly this. When we were over there in the other house, and it snowed like this, and we came out, we had one come down on our garage, not on the garage, but the shed we had out there. It busted the roof up. You know, this was way back, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I don't remember the exact date, but it was quite a while ago. And this exact same scenario happened. And that might have even been a little worse, quite frankly, than this one. They had more snow that came in, and it was the same wet snow that busts everything off. And, you know, if you don't see it every 10 or 15 years, we've got kids that are 15 years old that might have never even seen anything like this ever in their life, you know.
Yeah.
So it's up to the parents to kind of be prepared, period, because, you know, the big concern around here would probably be the fire more than anything else, especially after this last summer, seeing what it can really happen. But it could be a lot of different scenarios where you want to be prepared.
But
we live at the base of two volcanoes.
Right. Well, but if we were harvesting our forests and stuff, then maybe, like, the snow wouldn't have been so bad. I'm just saying, if you would be, one kind of goes in hand with the other, right?
Well, you never know.
I'm just saying, you know, if there's not a lot of trees out there to hit the power lines and all that, and you're harvesting and you're doing taking care of your land.
It'll be like Krakatoa west of Lassen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think we could probably go to another break, and then we'll come back and get to the
All
coffee
right,
hour.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind to make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. Children of the storm begin.
I could listen to the whole song on that one. That
was... I could listen to the whole album. I'm good.
Oh, boy. Wow. We're going to have to go to the top of the hour break here. We've got about 3 minutes left to the top of the hour, and then we'll come back after the hard break. Can you play that clip? Do we got time for that clip with Nancy, Fancy Nancy Pelosi?
It's loading right now.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get it
Crazy
after the...
Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy, yeah. Good grief. That's another gaffe.
Somebody's going to take over for Jerry. I mean, they did leave the position of head Moonbat vacant.
Oh, well, I don't know why Kamala is not, you know, setting up to take over Wakanda anyway. So who knows? I mean,
she didn't leave yet to go there?
Talk about a nut job.
I'm just saying, she didn't leave to go there yet?
Okay, go ahead and play this Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about it after we come back. Go ahead.
All of you, happy Valentine's Day. We saluted our victory, or the victory for the American people, earlier with chocolate. Chocolate from California. I call it the champagne of chocolate. And so, again, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. You should go home now and see your loved ones. What?
Happy Thanksgiving?
I thought she said happy Valentine's Day to start with. And yeah, then we're at Thanksgiving.
And then she said happy Thanksgiving.
And then we were having California champagne chocolate.
Chocolate.
The champagne of chocolate? What?
I know. You can't make that crap up with this woman. I mean, it's just...
Where do we make chocolate in California?
San Francisco.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
No, San Francisco.
Yeah. hate to tell you, Nancy, when you're walking down Frisco, that ain't chocolate.
Girardelli?
Oh, look, it's a chocolate cobra.
Oh, I guess
cobra.
They do have Girardelli chocolate
yes,
in San Francisco.
San Francisco,
okay.
Guys. Come on.
Okay. Okay, I figured, you know, when I think of, like, high-quality chocolate, I think, like, the Swiss. You know,
brain freeze, that's what I think of.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, so they're going to cut us off. So stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds.
All right,
this is KCNR, 1460.
Start my happy Thanksgiving because Nancy said so.
In the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A top advisor to President Trump is indicating that Mr. Trump is prepared to issue the first veto of his term if Congress votes to disapprove of his declaration of a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border, something Democrats are threatening. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News, quote, the president is going to protect his national emergency declaration. The State Department says Heather Nauert, nominated by the president, to be the next U.N. ambassador, who has withdrawn her name from consideration.
Nauert, the State Department spokeswoman, said that, quoting here, the past 2 months have been grueling for my family, and therefore it is in the best interest of my family that I withdraw my name from consideration. She was a Fox News Channel reporter when she joined the State Department as spokeswoman less than 2 years ago.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, says he respects Nauert's decision and she has performed her duties with excellence. For the second time in a month, Florida's busiest airport experiences a security scare.
Authorities say a man was arrested after he attempted to breach a security checkpoint yesterday at Orlando International Airport. Police say panic ensued when the man reached into his pocket as authorities attempted to arrest him and someone yelled he had a gun. No gun was found. However, screenings were temporarily stopped at the checkpoint for gates 1 through 59. Panic also ensued February 2nd when a TSA employee jumped to his death from an airport balcony.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Hundreds of passengers across Europe are wondering how they are going to get home, stranded by the abrupt collapse today of the British regional airline Fly BMI. The company says it's filing for administration, that's the British version of bankruptcy, because of higher fuel costs and Brexit. The airline operated 17 jets on routes to 25 European cities and employed 400 people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold buyers alert. For over 30 years, the American Gold Eagle has been the world's best-selling gold coin. Today, the Westminster Mint has the 2019 $50 Gold Eagle made from 1 ounce of pure gold for just $1,390. Certified in perfect mint state 70 condition by PCGS. Coins are graded on a 70-point scale. 70 is absolute perfection. In three decades, only a few rare Gold Eagles have achieved a perfect 70 grade, with many doubling or tripling in value. Add this valuable gold coin to your collection at the exclusive low price. Call 888-673-8041 now and receive the beautiful book Modern Coin Rarities free with your purchase. The Gold Eagle arrives with free insured shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 888-673-8041. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now. 888-673-8041.
Amazon is buying Wi-Fi device maker Eero, helping the online retailer expand its line of smart home gadgets.
Eero, founded in San Francisco 5 years ago, sells $200 devices that can spread Wi-Fi throughout a home. Rival Google already sells similar devices. Amazon has been growing its smart home gadgets in recent years. Its voice-activated Echo devices have been a hit for the company. Last year, it paid about $839 million to buy Ring, the maker of Wi-Fi-connected video doorbells.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Construction on a $930 million project to replace a Corpus Christi bridge is behind schedule, despite reaching a major milestone this month. The construction company Flatiron Dragados recently acknowledged that the replacement of the 60-year-old Harbor Bridge likely will not be completed by its April 2020 deadline, the first span of the bridge put in place on the north side of the Corpus Christi ship channel this month. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another company joins the list of debt burden chains going out of business.
Payless Shoe Stores has announced all of its 2,100 stores still operating in the U.S. and Puerto Rico will close this year, some by the end of March, the rest in May. Payless filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in April 2017. According to CoreSite Research, prior to the Payless announcement, there had been 2,187 U.S. store closing announcements this year, with Gymboree and the parent company of Lane Bryant accounting for over half the total. Founded in Topeka, Kansas in 1956, Payless had over 4,400 stores in more than 30 countries as recently as 2017. I'm Mike Gracia.
Today is Sunday, February the 17th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including actor Hal Holbrook. He is 94 years old today. Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown turns 83, and basketball king Michael Jordan is 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome back to the second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio. What a crack up. We just went through some stuff here. I just want to clear some things up. Excuse me. It was Randy Quaid dumping the sewage into the sewer. And that was from vacation, Christmas vacation. And he was playing Cousin Eddie. Excuse me. And, you know, Jimmy from the chat room says, oh, yeah, Jerry Dilley Chocolate was sued by the state. I thought he was kidding. Turns out, no. And then this comes from a story from, this is actually, you know, they wouldn't print that in California. So it comes from Omaha. This is KETV 7, Channel 7 ABC in Omaha. Jerry Dilley, Russell Stover gets fined close to $1 million, or $750,000 for misleading packaging. They had oversized containers that misled consumers into believing they're purchasing more product than they actually received, according to the statement from the Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Rizig, or whatever. And so they said that they had to put a transparent window in their tent bags so that the customers could better view the contents. They wanted transparent packaging. I think we should put some transparent windows down there in Sacramento because, you know, we should be able to view what we're getting down there too. It's like, yeah, I want transparent packaging. Well, I'd like to see some transparent government air every once in a while. Yeah.
We got a caller on the line.
I guess we got
line.
Jimmy on the line. Speaking
Good
of the devil.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, I just had to call in because my wife was telling me about that.
It's surreal.
Like, hello, people. Do you read the net weight at the bottom of the package? That's why they put that there, folks.
What does this word read?
Hello, McFly. You know.
I just want windows on everything so I can see.
Jimmy, can you reply in the
like
form of an emoji?
Potato chips. They puff those up so the chips don't get crushed.
Yeah, it's called hedonics. You know, it's called hedonics now because the inflation factor is getting so bad. You know, it's like a can of tuna. If it gets any smaller, it's going to be the size of an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
And, guy, you get these big bags of potato chips, you know, there's where they're, you know, the bottom is like 3 inches off the bottom and that's it.
That is an essential air buffer due to shipping requirements.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why they have the net weight at the bottom. It's just another frivolous lawsuit that California wants to implement on business in California.
They're only getting $750,000 out of it. What is their motivation?
No wonder it's the champagne of chocolate.
Yeah, maybe they paid for Nancy Pelosi's little soiree with that.
I don't know, but I think we should put the weight. We need to have the weight on the pet rocks, and then put those in a bag that's got a window for transparency.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks for calling.
Pet Rock, was that a poke at Nancy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cheesehead. I mean, I'm sorry, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was looking at this article, we ran across this other one that I just got to bring up. Woman says pothole put her in the hospital. So this is in Pennsylvania, York County, Pennsylvania, says that her car just hit it. And then her car, so it hit a pothole. And she had to have surgery for a broken vertebrae in her back following the incident. She says, my car just hit it. And then my car slid and hit the wall. And went back and forth between the walls
like
twice.
Like a pinball.
So it's like, hey, Ethel, don't go near the Maters.
I just want to know what her rate of speed was when she hit the pothole.
Doing 80 in the pothole. It was like a 4-foot trench or something.
Yeah. It was a tank trap.
Oh, too light. She's
She's down. She's down.
Oh, my God. Ethel, don't look.
Maybe if the pothole had a transparent window, she would have understood the volume of the hole.
Oh, man, I mean, how do you do that? And you just see your car.
Yeah. I don't think it was the pothole that did that.
Yeah, I guess those signs that said construction. Or was there no, those signs, there's like a 4-foot trench in the middle of the freeway, you're doing 80, and then you hit that.
Well, I figure the triple tap to the wall might have had something to do with it, too. God. I mean, you've got to be moving to carry on that much energy and inertia.
She wants to warn others, how about this could happen to you? Oh, my goodness.
Some people shouldn't drive.
Either that or maybe they just dug a trench and didn't put a sign up.
Maybe. But if the trench was that big, she never would have made it into the wall 3 times.
Well, it depends on how fast you're going.
All right, moving right along. We got to move on here. Oh, my goodness. I have to read. I got a cover of this. It's related by marriage. Okay, I'll have to look at that later. But, okay, so we need to cover some stuff here. We've got stuff on the Gateway Pundit here I was looking at. Andrew McCabe. I guess we got to talk about Andrew McCabe a little bit.
Good old Andy. What's he up to?
I think he's lying. Here. We've got Andrew McCabe lying under oath, and he admits it in a 60 Minutes interview.
No.
It looks to me like they were planning a coup d'etat. The FBI heads,
and the DOJ.
And the DOJ. It's crazy. Who would have thought of that?
And the ringleader was Rod Rosenstein.
I thought it was Vladimir Putin.
I don't believe he was in the building for that one. No, wait.
Because first, they put them all under communist Rusky spell.
Yeah.
And then they just do what I tell them every time. I don't care. Shut up. Go to work.
Is that how they ended up with our uranium?
Yeah, uranium one.
No.
Donald Trump.
The little people know nothing.
But yeah, I mean, McCabe is openly admitting now that he was present during meetings where Department of Justice and FBI heads were conspiring and colluding to attempt to get cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the President of the United States. How is that not treason?
Let me think for a second. Let's see. Trying to get rid of all of our rights, Second Amendment, all that stuff. That's not treason.
To overturn
a sitting president.
Yeah, a just election. to conspire to limit his rights and constitutional rights?
With money and a dossier that was provided by the opposing campaign, Hillary Clinton, then the Democratic convention, who got all their, you know, who
that came from a foreign intelligence service.
Oh, yeah. And well, you know, via WikiLeaks / Seth Rich. Yeah. These guys wouldn't lie about this stuff, would they?
Well, no, they're still claiming that it was the Russians that hacked the DNC. And anybody that's paid a smidgen of attention, to use Obama's word, knows damn well that all those documents from WikiLeaks came from Seth Rich, and they flat murdered him.
No. It's not you. No. It's not him. I'm too busy riding through countryside with bare chest and horseback.
Okay.
How long have you been without electricity?
It's not me.
Well, and here's my thing is, and, you know, quietly, the Senate Intelligence Committee has stated that, hey, after 2 years of investigation, Mueller's got not a squat, nothing, zippo.
Yeah.
How come that's not just mainstream blared out there news? Mueller investigation failure, can't find Trump collusion.
No, absolutely no collusion with Russia.
None. Zip.
Wow. But they all lied at the FBI, which means that they were telling the truth about the Russians.
And used a fake dossier that they knew was fake. Number one, because they paid for it in the first place.
Our head's going to roll?
No.
No. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I think it's a great morning, and I'm in Hamilton Field in Northern California.
Where's that at?
Away from you. But I heard that there's something about misguiding labeling or truth in labeling that's an issue focused on specifically when you're talking about a can of food that doesn't show the full contents, but anything above the regulated level, you can see the contents. But below, you don't see what the contents are. Mm-hmm. And all that may be in there, including glyphosate and other farming materials and so forth that are used, and toxins that are there, they're not listed because they're so low that there's no listing. But they don't account for the fact that they are bioaccumulative. It's just like when you're told that you can smoke or vape a product, an e-cigarette product, you're told, well, that's less than the problem. But it isn't, because the same contents of toxins are in it, but they don't report that. How? I'm going to ask you, how did our government allow for that product to be marketed fully well knowing the contents? Where back 5 years ago, knowing those contents, did FDA and other governments allow for those contents to be promoted to 18-year-olds and up? But putting vapored sweetness in it with flavors to induce the youth market, which is now 27.1% users in this country, that's mid-school and high school, who weren't allowed to buy the product at 18, then now they're going to force it into 21. Now, I would ask, how many out there, adults, have ever known a person to have liquor at 18 or a beer at some age there? When that was a 21 limit. Where are we in this government? Where are we with false labeling? Where are we with putting on our own people? Because the cost, the health care cost to the average taxpayer, when you mount that up in health care costs from these contaminants, that's a large picture.
Well, where's the balance? You're kind of making my point exactly what I'm talking about. The government does not give one rat's behind about, you know, actually protecting the people. This is a money issue where they sue, you know, fine the company $750,000 for what? Because the packages don't tell exactly what the weight is. Why aren't they going after the issues that you're even talking about? They're out of control from a perspective of it's not about protecting us. It's about enriching themselves.
Well, let me ask you a question then. There's a company that puts, and I don't know the exact figure, but in billions, 12 billion plus, they invested in this company in San Francisco, the city that knows how, called Juul Labs, invested in them for 30%, this 12 point something billion dollars, and then announcing how happy they were to work with Silicon Valley experts in marketing. That marketing went to youth, and that youth who have now been affected with it and used the product are actually affecting the next generation of youth because they're the role models in youth that cigarettes were and alcohol is.
So are you saying that it's the big corporations and not the government's fault?
I'm not saying who's at fault. They're both at fault if you want a fault because somebody influenced the government and the government's working for someone. Those employees who are in government positions who are further hired by those same companies at later positions, somebody's at fault. Where is the crime? Where is the specific focus on those issues of affecting and influencing those illnesses on humanity itself?
I'm in total agreement with you at this point. Exactly why we do this show is because what's happening is they're targeting all the stupid crap that doesn't matter to us, and the stuff that does matter, like what you're talking about, the glyphosates and everything else, they just seem to get a pass from the big companies. And it can't be the fact that Monsanto is funding all of the people in government, especially in the state of California, so that they want to pass a bill or something that they do wrong just seems to get overlooked.
Well, sir, it's really, you want the fault from my view as a human being?
Sure.
The fault is in ourselves.
I agree. We're not, we have not been vigilant, and we have not been monitoring these guys. We are starting to now, but they've gotten so out of control that now it's going to be tough to rein in the monster.
Now, I think that the going and voting and paying attention to it and giving our youth the consideration of knowledge they should have and energizing their energy and supporting them throughout the generations, then you'll get some answers. Because when you talk about young people, I've been to a couple of meetings where they talk about the vaping and whatnot, and they give demonstrations and what they give the high school students the knowledge. And they don't even understand. There's not even an interpretation of the word bioaccumulation within that knowledge they're given. What's the age appropriate for them to understand when they can watch television and hear on radio and hear songs some of the most vile and criminal actions that you could probably think about, yet overlook what's happening to themselves and overlook the opportunity for them to have the knowledge to make a change?
Well, I think we're on the same page. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, that was a good call. So what do we got going here?
We need to go to a break?
Very, very quickly for people in town, this is pertinent to you. We have breaking news that a water main has broken at Cypress and Pine. So be aware of that if you're trying to get around town.
Where is Pine?
That's right down by Safeway, South Park, isn't
Safeway,
it?
Safeway, yeah.
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 So be careful in that area.
All right.
Very good.
And if you want to call in and have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the rabbit hole's deep. That's for darn sure.
They're gosh, everywhere.
Oh, man. We're just trying to make sense out of all this stuff and be truthful about it. I mean, you know, half of the problem or 90% of the problem is just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, you know, because you're getting fed so many different stories from so many different places, it's hard to believe anything. But
that is true.
It's, well, here's ex-FBI James Baker testifies two cabinet members ready to support a 25th Amendment coup against Trump. Back in the day, evidently he's ratting out again. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said that two Trump cabinet members were ready to support removing Trump from office. I wonder who that is. I don't know. I mean, this is James Baker. And this is testimony from October, so there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of.
Well, we're getting contact right now, too, that's saying that Lindsey Graham has said that he is prepared to subpoena McCabe and Rosenstein, if necessary, to find out what's going on. I mean, from their recent statements and what's coming out now, they perjured themselves before Congress.
Imagine that.
I just don't know what to think anymore. I mean, Q's been dropping stuff like nobody's business.
The other one that got swept under the rug is how about that came out that Mueller has been brought before the FISA court before for filing illegal and wrongful FISA warrants 700 times.
Was it that many?
700.
I didn't read that
times.
Part. I must have missed that. Yeah. Holy crap.
And when does they get prosecuted?
Well,
and when is he going to jail?
Yeah, I don't know.
And among those counts were there were instances where they intentionally withheld exculpatory evidence that they knew would exonerate the target of the FISA warrant so that they could get the FISA warrant. And then what they do is they don't even go after the person they really want. If they can't get a FISA warrant on somebody, they find an associate. And they go after a FISA warrant on that, and then they piggyback that FISA warrant into all of their friends and associates.
Right. Hoping somebody turns.
700 times.
It's just nuts right now. I mean, these guys were doing a coup d'etat. It's becoming quite apparent.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was the intention from the word
show. Any way they could get out. And now, you know, of course, it's because they didn't like Trump as the as you know Fox News only didn't like Trump. Nah, you know, you don't do a coup d'état and put your head in the news just because you don't like somebody.
No.
You know, there's more to it than this. I mean, I mean,
it's because if that somebody gets in power and it comes to light what you were doing the whole time, you're done.
Yeah, I'm buying that one.
Not only, you know, Judicial Watch now has their Freedom of Information Act that has come back. They won their court case on the Hillary email thing, and they have documents proving that the DOJ and the FBI were, guess what, in discussions to collude on how to cover it up.
They were getting bribed.
They were getting bribed.
They were getting bribed to cover it up.
Yeah, that Obama's White House promised them more attaché positions, that if they would change the classifications on her email to anything other than classified.
Nothing to see here. MSNB, LSD, and, you know, the Communist News Network, no nothing.
Yeah, let's just change it all. Just change it. No problem.
Anybody listening to those stations right now, you gotta take a look in the mirror and question your sanity. I mean, it's like these guys are completely off the chart, out to lunch, and
crooked,
low life scumbag, you know, yuppie larva scum. I mean, I
can't believe there's nobody up there that's willing to prosecute them and actually put them in jail.
All the guys that have the power to prosecute are the dirty ones.
All right, wait a minute. We just got a new sheriff in town, you know, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that he does something.
Let's got to be better than wherever we've been. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Well, good morning, everyone. Great to hear from all of you making it through this past week.
Yep,
we're here.
And still many are. I know we've got friends that are still in the dark on that. Hey, you're talking about some great topics and reminders about really it's up to us to really pony up and not presume that someone out there
is going to take care of you.
Going to handle it.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to take care of you.
So I was going to share, this was on RTTV, zombie deer disease. So for people that still hunt, and still think that it's natural, it's clean, it's uncontaminated, I'd like them to just pay attention that the deer, elk, and moose are now coming down with this wasting disease.
Yeah,
like
that's been going on for years, Lori.
Yes, more species and more volume. And so, you know, if this chronic wasting thing is adding to the confusion of the animal, they're walking in repetition, they have the vacant stares, and they're violent, I mean, who's to say they're not contaminating?
Like Democrats.
There's 400 biological labs. How do we know that they're not manipulating and making tweaking this condition?
Well, I you know, again, being an avid hunter, you know, you have to look at, you know, if you shoot a deer or an elk, you can tell typically whether it's healthy or not by the way it's acting.
But, yeah, and you should know that before you shoot it.
And if you do shoot it and you're not sure, then, you know, you might want to be careful before you consume any of the meat. And there's ways to look at, there's ways to absolutely tell whether the animal is diseased or not. And, you know, if you shot it and it's diseased, you probably did a good thing because you put it out of its misery and stopped it from suffering. And
but here's the clincher, Mark, is the symptoms sometimes take a year to show up. So sometimes you could have a contaminated animal, and it's not going to show telltale signs and be very obvious. And how many shooters actually watch their prey for a significant amount of time?
Well,
most of your avid hunters.
You're going to check the meat out, and it's just like the mad cow disease. It's the same thing. It's the exact same disease, and you probably have a better chance of getting mad cow disease from eating beef than you do wild animals.
The telltale to me is on things like that, and it's not just this disease, but it's the nature and the health of our game stocks altogether. If you look at the disparity between government-regulated and controlled wild game stocks and privately held game stocks, they're miles apart.
That's true.
So
well,
it's something to watch out for.
What got me in closing was when the public health officials in Minnesota and Canada, whatever, are saying, well, if it's your personal choice kind of thing, so they're not even trying to make significant caution or warning, because again, if these symptoms don't show up for a year and the protein can live without a host, I mean, we're dealing with a whole other situation here.
Well,
and,
I think
spinach and salmonella and E. coli and all the rest.
Well,
of
that's
those.
Now you're yeah. kind of going where I'm headed. You know, right now it's pretty hard to trust any of your food. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Do you feel comfortable going to Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. or any of the food chains? I shouldn't mention any names, I guess, but at the same time, I pretty much stay away from fast food completely because I don't trust any of it. Whether it's just getting food poisoning
you can get that no matter where you. Get your food.
I mean,
you're not the source.
Well,
unfortunately.
Well, there's no such thing as absolutely organic pure food, I don't think, anymore.
Clayton, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You have
you
to
mean
be
you're
real
not,
cautious.
Not big on 99-cent dehydrated wood glucose reconstituted in pink slime?
Not really.
Sounds tasty.
I mean, it's like going into AMPM and order and getting one of those things that are underneath the heat lamps.
But you know what?
Those are for display purposes only.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Would you buy those and eat them? I mean, if I was starving, I guess I would, but...
But you know what a lot of people don't realize? Whether it's Winco label or whatever label, it all comes off the same assembly line. I'm just saying.
Well,
doesn't matter whether
a lot...
I prefer to try to raise a lot of the stuff myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's my point, is that we have got to really wake up better. And I don't know what they're doing in school lunches, but that's about the last place I'd have my kid eat. I don't trust the government. I just don't.
That's when Michelle Obama tried to feed him. The kids got smart and started throwing him in the garbage.
Well, you have to wonder when they're trucking it in. You know, to the schools. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's Common Core school
cafeteria
lunches.
Cafeteria.
Common Core cafeteria. Absolutely.
Well, if somebody really wanted to have an interest, they might look up whether or not our schools get the hand-me-down milk cartons from the prison system in this state.
Hmm.
I appreciate great weight loss real soon. All of us.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. We
all
do
right,
have another call, Lori, so
right,
we appreciate it. All right, thanks. And with that, we have David on the line. Good morning. Are you there, David?
Oh, yeah.
What you got for us?
Beg pardon?
Well, you're on the air, Dave.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I heard you talking about the packaging, misleading packaging, and, you know, I don't know if you kept up with it, but during the government shutdown, weights and standards were also laid off. Now, can you imagine going down to the gas station thinking you're going to get an honest gallon of gas, and you discover that, you know, certain chains have fitched their machines so that you're not getting the full gallon?
Oh, I've actually seen that happen, and that's one of the reasons you have that department there to make sure that they hold up to the standard. But you know what you can do is you can go out and you can put a gallon of gas into a gallon container and see if it measures up. And I've actually done that, and it's come up short before.
Yeah, and the government shut down
with weights and standards in operation.
Right.
Yes.
That was when they were. Well, that was before they were, you know, out of operation. So
weights and standards shows up once a year. They slap a sticker on a machine and they wander off and they go and collect their government pension.
Well, in other states, they're supposed to. They show up more than once a year. They're supposed to come by and regulate you every 3 months.
Right. Yeah, which should be a good thing. I agree that there has to be some kind of regulatory agency over some of this stuff. I'm not arguing that point, you know, at all.
I'm just saying they're incompetent.
I'm just saying
that
we've got way overbloated government, too much government, and it's gotten to the point where they don't really care about whether they their job and what exactly. They don't care about servicing the community as much as they care about servicing their pensions.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, there are people that are just they're numbers freaks, and you put the right numbers freak on there, they're going to stick to the job, and that's what you want.
Okay, let me give you an example. 88% of the IRS was laid off during the shutdown. Did anybody miss them?
Who was that? The IRS?
IRS, yeah.
Oh, people are missing their, you know, they already in the tax break.
I bet you if you surveyed 10,000 people out there, the numbers that would say that they missed the IRS being in business would be little and none.
Well, it's funny, you know, because if you look, I've mentioned that I'm the guy that calls from down in San Francisco.
No, I'm with you, Dave. I recognize your voice.
Yeah. And, you know, I've said before, Donald Trump is organized crime. And when organized crime gets control of weights and measures, when they get control of, you know, government standards, they get control of, you know, the bidding contracts, they get control of, there's tens of thousands of functions of government that are necessary.
So we should have voted for,
going on for a while.
No, well, wait a minute. So we should have voted for Hillary?
The way I look at it is there's the Donald Trump gang versus the Cheney gang versus international gangs.
Versus the Hillary Clinton gang?
If you go to, I've told you before, I believe that ISIS is a creation
of Obama. Yeah, Obama was the one that funded it.
It had to do with an oil fracking contract that went regarding the Golan Heights. It's called Genie Oil Gas. And if you go to Genie Oil Gas's own website and you look for their executive board,
right.
It's got Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, see, that's
the
thing.
You remember Bill Richardson used to be governor of New Mexico.
New Mexico, he's a Democrat, yeah.
And he became the energy secretary for
Bill
Clinton.
That's the problem is that the Democrats say, well, these Republicans came on and did this. And when the real deal is, it's just big government in general. It's really not the Democrat or Republican issue. It's about, look at the guys in the FBI. A lot of those are purported Republicans, and look what they've done. They've pretty much tried to initiate a coup against the sitting president because they didn't like the results of the election.
Do you remember the old book, Catch-22?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you read the book, there's the movie, but the movie doesn't really bring it out as much as the book does.
Right, I read the book actually first before I saw the movie.
Sure, yeah, and it's all about the black market runs a war. This supply corporal, you know, they say it starts off, this loyal, patriotic American guy gets drafted, he joins the Air Force or the early Army, you know, the Army Air Force, and he becomes a bombardier and goes off to fight the war. And there, he discovers that there's a supply corporal that's really running the war. And the guy never wants to be elevated to sergeant because that would demand too much time. The supply corporal gets the most free time, and he then runs the black market. And he's in this position of power where all of the supplies come through him, all the tanks, all the, you know, the cotton, the bullets, the sausages, everything
right.
comes through him. And he's able to create an investment company that only you have to be a major or up to be an investor in his company. And he's got diplomats and he's got senators and everybody's invested in the war through him. And they end up bombing their own base because they're stuck with some supplies, and so he needs to write it off for insurance. And so he has U.S. bombers bombing their own base. He has German bombers delivering eggs every morning to the U.S. base. I mean, it's the craziest thing in the world.
Well,
you know, and so they try to kill this loyal American who's trying to expose the whole thing. And that's the catch-22 is...
You can't get away.
The madness.
Well, the catch 22 was that he couldn't get out of there. You know, they there was no way to get away from this. Once you were assigned to that company, you couldn't get out of it.
Well,
the catch
22
was if you want out of the military, you have to be crazy. But
right.
if you don't tell them that you're crazy, you can't get out of the military.
Right.
But if you tell them that you're crazy,
in other words,
you're no longer crazy.
There's no way to get out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He discovers that the war is crazy. And that because he knows the truth, that's not crazy.
Right. Of course, it was written in the 1960s as a counter-protest to the Vietnam War.
Yeah, it's been a while since I read the book. But
it was written in the 50s.
When it was written in 1961, Dave.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, that was before Vietnam.
Right when it was getting started, or right there before it started. Anyway,
yeah,
Kennedy
got killed in 63, and he had officially 150 advisors.
Right.
And I think he came
first
into
troops entered Vietnam in 1952.
Beg pardon?
He says
that our first troops entered Vietnam in 1952 as attaches mm-hmm. to the Vietnamese government.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I went to this MIA convention, or not a convention, but it was a...
And actually, before that, the Office of Strategic Services trained Uncle Ho to fight the Japanese during World War II.
Yeah, it was Vietnam was a colony of France, and the Japanese invaded Vietnam during World War II, and then France wanted to reclaim it after World War II, and the Vietnamese were not going to have that. We want to be our own country. And they begged Franklin Roosevelt to free him. Truman wouldn't let him go. And they made a contract basically with the French. The British made a contract with the French. Well, the British did, to be mercenaries. And they got their butts kicked, and then they begged the United States to keep it as a colony. And
actually, de Gaulle personally threatened the United States to open the doors of France to socialism and the communist movement if we didn't provide direct military aid to Vietnam.
Well, we're kind of all over the map here. Go ahead, make your point, Dave, because we've got to move on.
Well, it just weights and standards, and that the government, we in order to have honest trade, you need honest weights and standards.
Sure.
And you come up with a fake emergency like Trump just did the other day. He goes off to Mar-a-Lago after his fake emergency. That's just the embezzlement under another name.
But we should have open borders. Is that what you're advocating?
Well, we came up with NAFTA. We came up with GATT, and they were supposed to be honest borders. And so for 20 years, they were supposed to have raising the minimum wage in Mexico, and they never raised the minimum
wage. The whole thing was a big scam. That's why we pulled out of it, because did that enhance Americans' ability to manufacture? No, what it did was it started shipping all of our businesses and
jobs overseas.
Overseas,
right.
Yeah, because so the whole thing was a scam. What they want is they want a globalism, globalism style world takeover. I mean,
from to the bottom.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't know if
Trump's involved in that as much as some of the other top officials. I'm not ruling Trump out, but at the same time, he pulled us out of NAFTA. He pulled us out of the European, not the Union, but the Paris Climate Agreement. I mean, he's been pulling us out of that stuff, so you can't have it both ways. You can't say, on one hand, he's the enemy. At the same time, he's pulling us away from the guys that are sinking the ship.
Right. Well, the tax break, though, made it easier for jobs to keep leaving. And so now the wall is to be.
Are you talking about the tax break that was just passed?
2 years ago, yeah. When he first came in, the very first thing they did was they gave 15% per year to the super corporate. Or no, the average person got 15% for 3 years, and then that's it. And the rich get 15% forever. And
you're talking about the act that was just passed.
2 years ago.
No, it wasn't 2 years ago.
When Trump came in, that was what that was. When you're saying something was just passed, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, no, the Job and Tax Act was just passed in December of 2017. That's what I do for a living is taxes, so I pretty much know that. So anyway, Dave, we got to move on, but I appreciate your call.
All right, another caller on the line. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Do we want to go to a break and then to the caller? So stay tuned, caller, and we will get you on the other side of the break. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And it's a goofy thing, but I just got to say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. Neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a drink.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Yeah, we're turning it around. Here we go.
We have a caller on the line.
We do. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning.
Hey, I'm back again.
Hey.
You know, I just want to give a warning to anybody who has a credit card and also for a major company and also have email. I've been getting these emails that say it's from one from Chase Bank, one from, they're identical, one from Wells Fargo, one from Bank of America. And they say, unusual activity has been noticed on your account. Please log in here. Well, I don't have a credit card with any of those. So I said, let me see what this is about. So they want username, and I put username, I put up yours. And for password, I can't say it. I'll get beeped if I say what it was. So I put that in, hit enter, and a new screen pops up. They want your credit card number, expiration date, the security code on the back, your name, address, social security number.
Yeah, no problem, Dick.
Oh, yeah, here you go. 43895.
Yeah, they want all the information. So if you give all, if a person would had a credit card where they put all that in there, they're going to drain your, they'll probably fill up your credit card to the limit.
Yeah.
So just a warning. If you think you have unusual activity, go on the website yourself. Don't click on anything on that email at all, or you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, when you look at the bottom of the email and it says Ahmed123.
Does it say from the IRS?
At AOE.
I've been getting several of those from,
this is from
a bank
the IRS?
That I don't have credit card with.
I know.
How come I haven't a new activity on a card I don't even have with a bank I don't even deal business with. So I said,
that would be pretty unusual.
Somebody did have one, like Wells Fargo.
That's tricky.
They might say, wait a minute, let me check into this. And they put all the information in, and then they're going to be sorry they did.
Well, yeah, if you're with Wells Fargo, you may be sorry anyway.
I'll tell you what. If you anything to do with banking right now is dangerous. I mean, look at Wells Fargo. I'm looking at an article where Joe Biggs, he's a veteran, and a combat veteran, a U.S. combat veteran, and they just shut his account down because they didn't like the fact that he was supporting Trump. So.
Yeah, that's great, huh? Well, there are lots of banks to deal with that are not like that.
I would go local as much as possible, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't leave my major nest egg in the stock market or any kind of a financial institution. I swear, it's a suicide right now.
Yeah, you don't know what to do right now. It's everything's weird.
It is weird. Don't you long for like the 50s and Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah, when I graduated from San Jose State with a degree in mechanical engineering, and I went under the Korean War GI Bill, and when I graduated in 1960, I had a wife and a one-year-old daughter, and I graduated in June of 1960 with a BS in mechanical engineering, and I was debt-free. There was no student loans then. It didn't cost, I think it was $39 a semester with a tuition. And a lot of people graduated and debt free. There was no student loan. Now people graduate with $800,000 in debt when they graduate.
Well, you know the old saying. It's Proverbs 7:20, I think, that says the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. It's called debt slavery. And if I can print money out of thin air and lend it to you, and you become my slave for life. I mean, that's whether it's the bankers, whether it's the Federal Reserve, whether it's for the student loans, take your pick. But if you're paying interest to somebody who's lent you the money, you know, that's pretty much counterfeited it to begin with, then you are then beholden to them until you can pay the debt off. And that's a real problem, and that's the society that we've got going right now. And, you know, the only thing they need to reinstitute it to get us back to the feudal system is that they can put you in jail when you don't pay it.
Yeah. Well, another bit of the advice, never give up your guns.
Good advice.
Yes.
Yeah, good advice.
Thanks, Dick. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, craziness is rampant out there.
Well, that's old Pelosi says, well, the Democrats can declare a national emergency, take your guns away. Say when.
Good grief. Yeah, exactly. Gee, we want to make sure that the government has a complete power over everything, our finances, our bodies, our health care, and Trump's the
devil.
Yeah,
you see a problem with that?
And Trump's
government
the
agencies
devil.
In that sentence, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
hello?
In the meantime, this is an article from The Sun, and the news is from the U.K., is aborted baby body parts fused with mice to humanize them for grim Frankenstein experiments in U.S. labs. Anybody see a problem with that? Yeah, they're not selling but baby parts over there at Planned Parenthood, are they? Yeah, they are. That's more, yeah. But he wore blackface.
Yeah.
And a hood to a Halloween party, so that's
more important.
That's something we should really worry about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, infanticide, not so much. Wow. I mean, what solves this whole problem? I think everybody in the country ought to start thinking about going to church every Sunday for about a year or two. Maybe that'll put some morality back in the, and that's including the politicians especially.
But be careful which church you go to.
I don't know which church that is.
Just saying.
The church of what's happening now, man. I don't know. I mean.
I'm biting my tongue.
I wouldn't go to the Pope. He's an avowed communist. Sorry, I've seen the evidence.
Yes, he is.
There's not much you can say about that. I mean, I'm not trying to attack any one particular religion, but, you know, I could attack the Muslim faith as well. I mean, they seem to have a hard time, you know, being civil.
Only if you disagree.
Well, if you disagree, you're an infidel, and you become a slave by paying them 10% of everything you earn, or they cut your head off.
Yeah.
That's civil, isn't it? Isn't that how it works?
It's just crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Crazy days indeed.
I have no words acceptable for the air for it.
Except for the air for it?
Acceptable to go over the air.
Over the air? You're at a loss of words. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, I got plenty of words. I'm just
okay. We just push the button now, and just talk.
Okay, Ashley's in there hovering warrior over the button. I can tell she's been taking classes at night in Taekwondo censorship.
If you support personally, abortion bothers me, but the things that they're talking about, full term birth abortion and late trimester, you sick, ghoulish, depraved, degenerate sack of just
jelly.
Jello. Oh,
dude.
Jir. Yeah, the gelatin meat like stuff. I mean, come on. Stop.
You're pawn scum.
You know, I just don't get it.
You are
really don't get it. And it's like, oh, selling baby parts is okay because the government said it was good. I mean, how do you talk to anybody that thinks
the fact that we even have to have the discussion because you are too retarded to figure out birth control? Really? We have to justify the murder of innocent children because you can't keep your legs together? Or you can't figure out a condom or birth control pill? Really? And you're going to try and justify me and tell me there's something wrong with me and my moral depravity and I have a problem with women's rights because you want to murder babies because... No, I'm going to... Yeah, I have words.
Oh, okay. moving right along.
We got 2 minutes.
2 minutes until the end of the show.
The whole conversation just bothers me that we even have to go there.
I just don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
What's wrong with people?
Well,
seriously wrong with people?
Okay, here's that new headline that just came in. Hide your children. Sexual predator Anthony Weiner released from federal prison. Doesn't that make you just feel warm and fuzzy now? Feel so warm and fuzzy.
He must have been in California.
And creepy Joe Biden goes to Europe and trashes America, says our nation is an embarrassment.
How many boobs did he grab while he was over there?
Yeah, we got El Chapo.
I'm so sick of the filth.
Convicted.
It is absolute filth.
Yeah, what'd they do with all his money, El Chapo's money?
El Chapo, I don't know.
Yeah, didn't they confiscate? I mean, it was billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened to all of his money?
Well, what's his name? Cruz is saying, let's use that for the border wall.
Well, I'm just saying, where'd it go?
Civil asset forfeiture, I think, is how the term is.
Where's all of the money that George Bush signed for the wall?
I don't know.
Where'd that money go? Because it sure didn't go to build a wall.
You're not supposed to question. The budget was balanced. I mean, you know, what's the problem?
Well, in the meantime, Kamala Harris is going shopping for her
outfit. Going to hell with Willie Brown's hoe, too. Who cares?
And guess what? We're at the end of the show.
Yep, I think it's one more time in the can for next week. We'll be back here at 10 to noon, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.